I was thinking about the habits that we use to construct our life, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly. I read a statistic that said anxiety and worry affects more than 40 million adults in America, 18 years and older. And of course, you know, the impact of media in all of its forms, not just social, we make social the bad guy, but it's really all forms of media. It keeps us focused, distracted, away from what we're really thinking and feeling. And so our unconscious and our conscious thought processes are impacted by what we read, even if it's like a 10-second reel that we take in on some social media forums. Not that I ever do that, but I do. And, you know, also I think about the things that we worship. And we evangelize. When you think about, when I say worship, I'm not talking about Jesus, which we do, I do, and I go to church and I practice that. But we worship a lot of things during the week. It could be something we eat, something we watch. We evangelize things like, oh, did you watch that show or did you go to that movie? We're telling people about these things. And our habits move us towards our life. It's really the, you know, kind of the current. And so I just want to say, or I want to ask you, what habits do you have that are growing your faith, that are creating the life that God has for you? And so when we think about our faith, you know, we'll usually talk about, you know, things that grow our faith are like prayer, reading God's word every day or on a regular basis, doing study of the word, serving in a local community, local church, being part of that connection. But it's interesting because you're actually changing neural pathways with these habits, whether good or bad. Jesus was actually ahead of the game, as usual, when he said, do not worry about tomorrow, because he's talking about those neural pathways that are being created when we worry. He didn't want us to get into that place where everything's on fire, the sky is falling, and we're all going to die. It really is important for you to pay attention to what you're doing. Whatever habits you have for worry or anxiety, begin to identify them. Just acknowledge, I'm worried about X, Y, and Z. I'm focused on the things that I can't control, which would be anxiety. Also, be aware of your spiritual practices. You know, we love Jesus and we'll go to church on the weekend and we won't think about him, talk about him, read about him throughout the week. And then we wonder why we don't grow in our faith. You know, when you think about minding your thoughts, minding your business, it is your practice. So I want you to pay attention to what you're thinking about. Change your mind in a way that reflects what God has for you. Do an audit of your thoughts. We're getting ready to do an audit here. And, you know, just pay attention. Where are my thoughts going? What is coming in? How am I practicing my faith? And I just want you to think, these are the four areas: spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional. Just take an audit. What habits do you have and where is it leading your life? If you need help, of course, we can direct you, or Take Your Life Back course would be great, or even get the book. And that's what's on my mind today.